I'll never forget the night that I met with the head of the label. I had just turned in the album, and we were meeting at dinner to talk about sort of the plan for the record. And the two gentlemen sat across the table from me, and they said, "We've got a problem." And I said, "What is that?" And they said, "We don't hear any singles on this record that we can go to radio with." And I remember sitting there. I mean, it's not like I felt like this new album I had under my arm, like I was all cocky and I knew it was going to be this smash hit. I didn't feel that way at all, but I believed in the music. Uh-huh. You know, I believed it had a place and it had a chance, if you will. And I think you have to feel that way. You have to believe in what you're doing, obviously.
Right.
And so I was crushed when they said that to me, and I remember wanting to just slide under the table and disappear. And I remember saying, "Gosh, you don't hear anything about passionate kisses or
right.
You know?" And they was like, Nope. And what ended up happening was we were on tour when that record, before the record was coming out, and we were playing a lot of the songs from it. And that was back in, you know, the days when they'd have, you know, the reps out there on the road coming to your shows. And I remember we were in Canada and we were playing Passionate Kisses, and every night it was going over so big.
Right.
You know? And so the reps would go back to the record label saying, "Gosh, you know, these songs are going over really well. Are these going to be singles?" And it was as if once they started to sort of get that kind of feedback, that their posture started to change and they started to feel like, "Oh, well, maybe we should sort of dip our toe in the water and see if, you know, release it as a single, see how it does." And that once they did that, it started, you know, just, I don't know, just things started to come together. And then, as it turns out, that record ends up selling almost 5 million copies.
For sure,
And I was saying to someone else, it's like, again, I don't want to disparage the people I was working with, because everybody has to compromise, and you know, I do, and they do, and we all have to figure out ways to work together and make it work for everyone.
Right.
So I think of you know, the your relationship with the record labels, you know, it's like a marriage. You have to figure out how to make it work. And they wanted to do that as much as I did, but you know, we were just at this point where they were afraid, I guess. And what I started to feel about it was they didn't know how to. They didn't know what to do with it until someone said, "Oh, this is good." And then it was like, "Oh," it's almost like sometimes we all do this. We're afraid to maybe admit, to say we like something until we see that somebody else likes it too.
Right.
You know? And I think that's sort of maybe something of what happened. It's like once they saw that there was a positive response, it was like, "Oh, let's see what we can do with this." And then the rest, it just sort of took off. But you know, that's what happened. That record did not initially have a very good reception,